Interlude. Written by Malimpudo and read by Lutzula. This story is a crossover between Da Vinci's Inquest and Due South. 22nd of February, 2000. Dear Ray, I'm in Vancouver, part of a joint task force, RCMP, Ontario Provincial Police, Metro Toronto PD, and Vancouver PD. Who consider it a major coup that their city was chosen for the meeting, though I suspect that nearly everyone else was simply grateful to escape from the late winter weather. Studying alternatives in non-lethal force and restraint. I'm meant to be the RCMP's champion in promoting the adoption of tasers, though I must admit that I'm not yet entirely convinced that they are the best choice. All of which, I'm equally certain, is of little interest to you. Behind Fraser there was a soft rustling of sheets, a gentle sigh. Pen still in hand, he turned in his seat and looked at the man who slept sprawled across the hotel bed, covers thrown off so that he lay bare in the early morning light. Where Ray was golden, this man was pale. Where Ray was lean and slender, this man was thicker. Not by much, but more than enough for Fraser to know the difference between them. Ray's hair was a work in progress, unpredictable and expressive. This man's hair was longer, and when he was awake, neatly combed and well-behaved. Fraser didn't know how Ray's penis compared to the one lying soft against this man's thigh. He'd never had the opportunity to find out. Fraser turned back to the half-filled sheet of complimentary hotel stationery. "I've been teamed with Detective Robert Marlowe, Bobby, as he prefers to be called, of the Vancouver PD. He reminds me of you, physically in particular, so much like you in appearance that when I first met him, I thought that it was you." That was dangerous ground, and Fraser paused again, then carefully put down the pen and looked out the hotel room window, past high-rise buildings and out to where the slanting rays of sunshine sparkled on the water of Bird Inlet as it flowed beneath bridges already teeming with early commute traffic. Bobby was warm and genuine, earnest in his participation in the joint task force, and uncomplicated in his appreciation of Fraser's company both in and out of bed. If his eyes and his intellect both failed to shine with the brightness that Fraser had always loved in Ray, if he was solid and predictable rather than vibrant and mercurial, still, he was a comfortable companion and a generous and undemanding lover. "We've worked well in partnership and enjoyed each other's company in the evenings. It's been remarkably pleasant to know, each afternoon as the sessions come to a close, who I'll be having dinner with, who I'll meet for breakfast the next morning. In fact, I've found myself thinking about asking for a transfer to this area. I imagine that this will surprise you. I can understand that. I was a bit taken aback myself at first. Vancouver is a huge and thoroughly cosmopolitan city, a far cry in every way from my home in the territories. But I've been lonely, Ray, ever since you left, at the end of our adventure. It doesn't matter how many months pass, I still..." Fraser stopped writing and looked at the paper in front of him. He put the pen down, pushed his chair back from the desk, and stood. He'd put on only his boxers and a t-shirt after his morning shower, so it took barely more than a thought before he was naked, and only a few steps to bring him to the bed. Bobby was as good-natured in waking as in everything else, yet another contrast to Ray, and he was smiling even before he opened his eyes to meet Fraser's. "Hey," he said, his voice morning husky. Fraser didn't speak. He just kissed Bobby on the lips, on the sprinkling of sandy hair over his sternum, on the soft curve of his belly, at the base of his slowly swelling penis, still fragrant from last night's exchange of pleasures. Bobby let out a purring rumble when Fraser took his penis in his mouth. He murmured quiet sounds of pleasure as Fraser leisurely sucked him to hardness, stroked his hair aimlessly while Fraser pleasured him, his sleep-sated body arcing gently when he came down Fraser's throat with a grateful, endless, almost soundless exhalation. He didn't seem surprised when Fraser crawled back up the bed, kissed him tenderly, and then got up, ignoring his own erection as he stood looking down. "I have to go," Fraser said. Bobby just nodded. "Okay." His smile was as gentle as Fraser's parting kiss, and he watched silently as Fraser crossed the room, crumpled the unfinished letter and tossed it in the trash can, and dressed. A few brief moments later, Fraser paused at the door, fully dressed and luggage in hand, and looked back over his shoulder. "Be happy," was all that Bobby said. Fraser tried and failed to find the words to reply, and in the end he just nodded and left. The end. I'm Lutzula, and thank you for listening. This has been a reading of Interlude by Malinpoodle. You can find more of the other stories at malinpoodle.livejournal.com. The spelling is MALNPUDL.